Yeah. What's up? What up, world? It's your boy DJ Instrumental right here on the Mental Conversations Podcast. Very first episode for 2025. Now, before I get started and bring my guest on screen, I just want to send a special shout out, love, respect, and peace to the family of the kid that went missing last Monday. May God bless you all, and I hope that you find him safe and everything goes well. We definitely keeping y'all in prayers. If anybody knows anything, please reach out. Please give the family a lot of love. A lot of love, man. We here for it. So I'm gonna bring my guest on screen. This is one of my co-workers, and her name is Nakia. What up?
How y'all doing?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you good.
That's great.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, I hear you wonderfully.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, so we're going to get into it, man. We got some things to talk about. I know we was at work having a conversation, not only Friday, but today. And we just wanted to go more in depth on it and see if we can get some of the people's input and see what they possibly think about it. So
yes.
Before we get started, I want you to introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are.
Okay, my name is Nakia. I formerly work at the same job as he work at, but I'm trying to do my own thing. I want to start my own podcast soon one day. And DJ helped me. He said, hey, come on, Mons, get a feel for it and see if that's something that you really want to do. So that's what I am. I'm here now, single mother, trying to make it.
True indeed. That's what's up. So yeah, definitely we want to jump right into it. I want you to start it off and just let the people know your insight on it. And we just going to have a little back and forth right here on Mental Conversations, because this is the original. We listen, but we don't judge.
Okay,
so
okay.
Let's get right into it.
So at work, we have a few discussions about helping people and how people should feel when they help others. Me personally, I feel like when I step out to help someone, I never look for them to help me back, because I just feel like me helping them is what I was supposed to do at the time. If I didn't have it to help, I wouldn't do it. But you have some people out here who really feel like if I help you, you have to help me. And I just don't agree with that. I feel like that's not how help is. If I help you, I'm not looking for you to have to help me back. And I don't think that should be the other way around. So if you call me and say, hey, I need a ride, and even though you're offering me gas money and I give you a ride, I'm never in my mind thinking you owe me a ride.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how people feel about that. Like, when y'all really out here helping people, do y'all help them with good intentions, or are y'all out here helping people with the mindset of, oh, they're going to have my back, they're going to help me back?
Yeah.
What do you think?
And I think, like I said, we was having that conversation. I just think that that's a dope insight. And I think that that will open up a lot of convo here for people that may have been, I don't know, possibly holding things in. And the whole reason I created this podcast was to give people an avenue to vent and feel comfortable about it. Cause a lot of times people just need somebody to talk to and understand their perspective, and you understand their perspective. It's called great dialogue. A lot of times people tend to have arguments and fuss and fights because everybody has a different opinion. We all know that, but at the same time, you got one person that thinking, my opinion is right and yours is wrong, and vice versa. But it's about agreeing to disagree, and then you move past it, because basically that's what life is about. No two people are the same. We all have different mindsets. We all think alike, no matter of our astrology, no matter our background or upbringing. We all have differences of opinion, but it's about actually coming together and getting an insight on things. So from my perspective, I know we was talking earlier, and the way I've always been is, I don't like for somebody to tell me something and then go another way with it. I'm very big on standing on business. So if you tell me something, I expect for that to stay the same all the time. At the end of the day, I'm an Aquarius. I create scenarios in my mind. You remember we was talking about that Friday. If you tell me something, I'm possibly going to create a scenario based off of what you said, because you didn't really make it clear to me what you really meant. So I may end up getting in my feelings basically off of something you said. I didn't get the full insight from you. So I may see you the next day and I may not even speak, because I'm like, okay, what the hell is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Because I know I meant well, but it's about actually getting with somebody and saying, hey, what did you mean when you said this? Let's come to a better understanding. And I think that's where a lot of people mess up at, by not getting a full understanding of a conversation instead of going this way and that way. So, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. Who responsibility is to get a full understanding?
I think if it's a conversation between two people, just from my perspective and just my opinion, I think it's both parties' responsibility, because at the end of the day, we all grown. You know what I'm saying? So there's no need to beat around the bush with certain things. Or if I say something to you that possibly hurts your feelings, if you come to me and say, hey, what you said to me made me feel this, that, and the third, I'm going to look at your perspective versus just looking at my perspective and be like, you know what? I was wrong. Because that's the type of person I am anyway. I can stand on business. If I'm wrong, I'm going to stand on that and I'm going to wear that. And then I'm going to make my apology for it. It's up to you to accept it. But I'm very big on everybody makes mistakes. And a lot of times we make mistakes based on thinking what we want to think because what somebody said versus saying, damn, I never took into consideration of how this person feel. I'm guilty of that. I do that a lot because, like I said, I create scenarios in my mind. I'm trying to get better on that, but a lot of times, me being the type of person I am, the people person, and very understanding to other people, sometimes things can be taken out of context. That's why even when it comes to talking to somebody, you know, over the phone, I prefer you pick up the phone and call me versus text, because if I look at that text, I'm like, this motherfucker got attitude. Yep, it may not even be that.
Texting in all caps, and it ain't even I understand. Yeah. So here's my thing. Here's my take on it. I feel like the person who doesn't understand is responsible for getting clarification.
Right.
Because if one party feel like we had an agreement and we both nod and like, you got it, I got it. But then next day, I'm in my feelings and you're trying to figure out why I'm in my feelings. Right. And because I thought we had a agreement and this is how it was going to be, but you didn't, that's not what you meant.
Right.
It wasn't no clarification.
Yeah.
But because I thought I understood, now I'm in my feelings about something. Now I'm looking at you like you ain't keep your word. And you like, whoa. I said, I got you. I never said when I got you. I never said I got you today or tomorrow. I just said, I got you. But you come to me the next day like you got me. And I'm like, nah, I ain't got you. Now you like, oh, you don't stand on business. Hold on.
I can understand that. On business.
I didn't clarify when I got you. I'm just letting you know that I got you. So I feel like a lot of the miscommunication be one party feels like, hey, we came to agreement. The other party agrees, thinking they on an agreement. But the whole time, it's two different perspectives of it. And they like, oh, that's not what I thought you meant. I thought you meant this. And it's like, well, why you didn't say that when we was conversating and I was asking you, that's it? That's how we doing this? This is how it's going? And you like, okay. But now you're telling me you didn't fully understand. That's your party. That's your fault, right?
Right. I can see that side. Yeah, definitely. For me, like I said, when we was talking about earlier, and I know I spoke about people coming to you and saying, if you need anything. And I said, that really drives me crazy. I hate for somebody to say that, because the type of person I am, again, I stand on business. But I know you also said, and I had to look at that, and it took me years. When you said that today, that changed my whole perspective about it. You said, well, if somebody says, if you ever need anything, and it's not even financial, it's a mental thing. And I said, well, what if I call you 3 o'clock in the morning and say, I'm going through something? You said, well, you got to understand people got lives, that they married, they got children, they got this and that. And I said, damn, I didn't even really think about that. I was basically thinking about myself, because I'm thinking about this person told me if I ever need anything to let them know. And a lot of times, well, I'm gonna say 100% of the time, it ain't never financial for me, because I don't want anybody to give me anything. If you do, it's out of the goodness of your heart. But if I call you, it'll be on some mental shit, like, because I go through a lot. And a lot of people don't know that, because I'm not one for putting my business on Facebook. I only talk to people who I trust and who I feel my information is not going to go nowhere but this person. If I confide in you, I expect for us to stay between us. That's how you gain my trust. But at the same token, I still got to look at, damn, she right. You know, people have lives, and that makes a lot of sense. So that changed my whole perspective.
But listen, when we were talking about that, we were talking about in particular dealing with death.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people use that when dealing with death. And I be wanting them people to know that those words hurt to us. When we're dealing with death and you say, call me for anything, it hurts to us. Because when we do call y'all for anything and y'all don't have our backs or y'all can't come through, it F's us up mentally.
Yeah,
we already lost who we had that had our back. And here you are trying to cope, help me cope, but you're lying to me. And that's not a good lie. Like I said, when it comes down to that, I'd rather for them to be very blunt and honest. Hey, call me if you need word of advice. Call me if you need a prayer line. But that everything word, everything, that leaves the door open for anything.
And
that leaves room for you being a liar.
Yeah, you're right about that, because like you said, we were speaking about death, and death is hard for a lot of people. I know people who talking about years and years, hadn't gotten over the death of one of their parents, their grandparents, their children. All of that stuff is hard. So a lot of times you do need somebody to talk to. But again, you know, if you make your intentions clear and say, hey, I said you can, you know, hit me up for anything, but like Red said, my business hours are 8 to 5, you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Let me know the perfect time I can call you, so I don't get in my feelings and be like, damn, you know what? It's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm really feeling this right now. I need somebody who can calm me down. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we don't think, because death is hard. And when it hits you in a certain point, you don't really think about, damn, if I call this person, they could be busy. You're thinking about, I need somebody to talk to. So I definitely understand that perspective and what you're saying.
Yeah, but I also feel like when we're dealing with those times, we do need people like that. So those people who say anything, please be very clear and specific, because when we call you and you're not available, you don't know what we're going through. That could be the end of us right there. We was waiting on you. We was waiting for you to call us. We was waiting for you to answer that phone call to keep my mind sane, because you said you got me. Now I'm sitting here in a dark room by myself, 3 o'clock in the morning. You ain't answer your phone, and I got the trigger to my finger. But I'm scared to pull it, but I just need somebody to talk to.
It's always good to
be clear. Please be clear, because standing on business is definitely 2025.
Yeah. For anybody. Because that's just like, you know, like I said, we were talking earlier, is if people would basically, when you're having a conversation, make your intentions clear versus people just, you know, just rambling. And a lot of times we'll do that because we be into conversation, especially when you're at work or if you're at a social event, you be so deep in the conversation, you're not really thinking about what you're saying or how you're saying it. It's just a bunch of words coming out. But if you stop and have a clear mind and say, hey, this is my intentions on what I'm saying, I think the understandings will be better and it'll prevent a lot of fallouts. Cause I see people all the time fall out over stupid shit. I mean, stuff that could easily be resolved.
Give an example.
Okay. So let me see if I can think of one of me. Yeah, I can. That was at one point, a cat that and I'm still cool with this brother to this day. I've been knowing for so many years. This was like, I'm saying probably around the time when I first started DJing, and he wanted me to actually come to the studio because I started out rapping, but I got further into DJing because I felt that was my strong point. I had a gig and he was like, you know, come to the studio. I got this track I want to lay down. I was like, okay, I got a gig, but I'm gonna see if I can make it. I didn't really make my intentions clear because I knew for a fact I wasn't going to make it. I had already set what I was going to do. So I didn't make it.
So you didn't stand on business?
No, I didn't stand on business. No, I didn't make it. Never called him, telling why. He called me back the next day. We got in a full-blown argument when I could have just basically said, look, I can't make it. I have a previous engagement. But it was because I knew this dude for so long, it was hard for me to tell him no. You know what I'm saying? So I basically just looked at it.
But listen,
yeah,
you said y'all got in a whole argument the day after. Why? Because he confronted you and told you that you lied to him? You didn't agree with him? You didn't agree that you didn't stand on business? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't agree with it. I guess it was the way he called. It was his tone. You know what I'm saying? And it kind of triggered me. I think that's what triggered me. You know what I'm saying? It was his tone. It was like he had a lot of energy and it was just like, hey, I know what I said, but damn. Yeah,
he was hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you did you feel that hurt from him when he, or you just felt anger? Like, what emotion?
No, I felt anger, but when we actually talked it out and I understood where he was coming from, I saw. But from the beginning, I heard anger. I was ready to fight. But that was my younger days.
Yeah, but yeah. That's a good thing, because a lot of people need to realize the tone that you use when you're having conversations with other people.
What's up, Sharita?
Yeah. Can change the way a conversation go.
It can change the whole dynamic.
Right, like y'all could be disagreeing, and y'all calm, cool, collectively disagreeing, but the moment somebody else's tone get a little, then that's when you feel like you're arguing, because now it's like, you're yelling at me. You're not talking to me. We're yelling at each other.
Energy matches energy, and I always tell people, I always use the analogy, if I go to McDonald's and I order some food, and a girl at the register is like, may I take your order? She just got a whole attitude. I'm like, wait a minute, like, first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, I'm coming here for food. Third of all, what is your problem? So now I got a whole attitude because you got an attitude. So, energy matches energy.
Nah. See, we're the people that gives off the energy. We don't let people energy bounce onto us. We have to be the ones that when they walk up that McDonald's window, they're like, can I take your order? I'd be like, hey, good morning. I see you having a hot, bad day, but I just want some coffee at 3 creams, 12 sugars, please. Try to shake that from them, because they might just be really having a bad day. And if you match that energy, then what happens? Then you got world star McDonald's employee fighting somebody outside in the car. Come on now, we've seen that story plenty of times.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you, that's why I say that's my whole purpose for having this podcast. Again, we listen and we don't judge, but I'm going to tell you like this. I have a lot of learning to do because I'm bad with that. If anybody come to me with any type of energy, I'm coming back at you. I'm working on it, but at this point in my life, like, I do understand what you're saying, like, by killing them with kindness, that's kind of hard for me because by nature, I'm already a kind person. So I just feel like if anybody's pissed at me, like, what the fuck is your problem? Because I'm the coolest dude on the face of this planet. So some work to do with that.
So listen, I've been told, I feel that way too, but I've been told that because we're honest, brutally honest sometimes, it comes off as rude and disrespectful. Yeah. And that's why people don't, they look at us like, yeah, you calm, but you rude. You got a smart mouth for it. And it's like, no, I speak what I mean and I stand on business when I say certain things, and I don't let people just walk over me. So but I'm learning too, because when I was 19, 20, somebody come up to me, don't even know me, I don't know them, total strangers, and could literally be like, man, this cuss me out, all type of stuff, and guess what I'm doing? I'm ready to fight. I'm coming out of character. I'm ready to fight. Now? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be looking at them like, they ain't even talking to me. I mean, they could be sitting here, right here on my face. I'm like, Lord, if she hit me, you know what's up. But until then...
Well, you know what I attribute that when it comes to you? You are from up top. And you know the saying. I've always heard people say, New York people are rude. When I went to New York, I had the best time of my life. Like, nobody was rude. Everybody took on me. But again, I guess it's just energy. You know, as people, we do feel certain energies. You know, they always say children and animals are the ones that can see it the most. But when it comes to being an adult, if you cool with people generally, they're going to be cool with you. But if you go to New York with that mentality, oh, these motherfuckers mean, so I'm going to be mean. That's what you're going to get. But you like one of the coolest, calmest New York people I've met, because I have met some in life that's just like, nigga, I'm from New York. Like, that's what it is, nigga. You know what I'm saying, son? Timberland boots.
Okay, so let me tell you. I came to North Carolina when I was young, about 12. I've been down here since I was 12. I'm 32 right now, so I've been here 20 years. So I'm pretty much North Carolina bound now. Yes, I'm from New York, but I'm North Carolina bound. And let me tell you, when I first got here, and I did that, not gonna lie, I did that. I got into about 20 fights doing that. I got beat up at least 3-4 times. I'm not doing that no more. Just for where you stay. Oh, you from New York? Oh, yeah, we finna beat you up. You think you can fight? Nah, I ain't even with that no more. Yeah, nah. I'm about peace. I want to bring people together. I want to learn stuff, bounce off people's mentals. Yeah. That's what I'm on now. So,
but you know what? It takes growing as an adult you know, to realize certain situations, everything ain't as serious as people make it. And like I said, that's all a part of the learning process. Like over my years, I've learned a lot because I used to be very wild and reckless, but everybody know me as being quiet. But at the
Explain a little bit. What you mean wild and reckless? Because there's street wild and reckless where you got charges,
yeah.
court dates, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or is wild and reckless like I used to go throw rocks at people's houses, windows, and that, you know.
Okay, so there's two perspectives from that for me. What up, nice guy? I was both. Luckily, I didn't get any charges. I was able to, you know, maneuver how I needed to maneuver. But I grew up in like one of the worst projects in Greensboro. Of course, they tore it down, which was the Grove. I was in the gang, CBD, Eastside Grove Boys. We did a lot of crazy stuff, but I always had the silly side of me. So the silly side of me would go to the bridge on McConnell Road and throw rocks off the bridge at people's cars, moon people when they rolled by, you know what I'm saying? So pull my whole ass out. Go to the train tracks up there on East Market, and the winos be getting ready to turn up their bottle. I throw one of the railroad rocks and bust the whole bottle in their hand. Go to Family Dollar and buy a pack of C batteries and throw it at somebody and bust them in the nuts. Like silly shit like that. Like wild and rage, just doing shit for the hell of it.
But it sound more like you was being a kid, because nowadays kids are not being kids. Like I would rather for another parent to bring my child to my door and say, hey, your child bust my windows, they was throwing rocks, than to come knock on my door and say, your child almost killed my child halfway to death. They was fighting, they jumped, you know, they doing crazy stuff. Like when we was kids, and I know you're a little older than me, but when we was kids, we actually did kid things. Yeah, it's wild and reckless, you know, but it wasn't too serious where it was gonna cause harm or death. So I can take that.
Yeah,
you look like a little wild child though. You look like the type that rode around on your bike with at least 4 or 5 more guys riding around on your bikes.
Almost definitely. You analyzed it well. We were bad. I was the quiet one, but I was the sneaky one. Like people didn't expect certain things from me because I was quiet. But when it came time for things to happen, I was always the one doing the bad shit. I got so many ass whoopings. It was dicks. My mom tried to send me to military school. She told me I thought I was a gangster. Like it was crazy growing up. But those were some of the times in my life. And I look back at it, was like, damn, like I'm still here. I'm thankful.
Hold on. We got Rick Moore talk about CBD. Explain.
Oh yeah.
What CBD stand for? What was that? What's up with that? What's CBD?
That was the gang that I got jumped in at Bingham Park. It was a group on this side, a group on that side. I went down the line. They beat my ass. Now I'm a member. Critical Beatdown. That was CBD, which turned into ESGB, which is Eastside Grove Boy. So that's where that came from. Shout out to Rick. Rick, what up, homie?
Now, question. Is that a gang as far as like blood crip type, or is that just something y'all made, y'all created a brotherhood?
Being that we was, you know, from North Carolina, we wasn't really big on Bloods and Crips. Around that time, that was like a LA thing, like West Coast. Yeah, that was, we were just more so of making games for brotherhood, but if anybody fucked with us, we was gonna rock you know what I'm saying? It was more so that type. We didn't have flags, we didn't wear our colors, it was just like a group of us, and like, if some shit going down, it's going down. That's how it was.
Okay, so was there ever a time that guys came together and formed a group to do good things, or is that as you got older? Like
as we got
young,
older,
you don't think about stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
when we were young, it was all about like what we call having fun. You know, we thought the shit that we was doing having fun. But yeah, of course, as we got older, like a lot of, you know, the original Eastside Grove Boys, a lot of them have businesses, a lot of them give back to the community. So like I said, it's when you young and dumb, you don't really think about the good you can do. You just think about, I'm out here in these streets, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, shout out to CBD.
Yeah. Well, yeah, them were some times. But I wanna I'm gonna switch gears. I know it was another topic earlier we was talking about that I wanted to talk to, well, get your insight on. So I'm seeing a lot up and down my timeline to the point it's like just really making me sick. I just want to take my phone and just put it down. There is a lot of men versus women, women versus men, but it's mostly in our community, the Black community.
And I when see you say statuses. Versus, explain what you mean by versus.
Okay. So you got men making statuses about women, what they don't do. Women making statuses about men, about what they don't do. And then when you go in the comments, it's like people is back and forth, and the women are saying, oh, y'all hate Black women. And the men are saying, well, y'all hate Black men. Like, what y'all want us to do? I'm to the point where a lot of times I'll be wanting to comment, but I already know how it's going to go. I'm going to end up going back and forth with somebody. By the time that post is done, it's 2,000 comments. Well, I don't went back and forth. You don't went back and forth. I just try to turn it off. But my thing is, I really want that to end. And I know people always say when a new year come, you know, it's 2020 such and such. It's 2020. We should be doing this shit all year, not going the whole year on some bullshit. And then when it's time for the new year, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And my motto has always been, I never make New Year's resolutions, because I'm the type of person, I have a resolution every day of my life to be a better person, because we all have things we need to work on. So going all year on some bullshit and then wait till the new year and say, hey, I'm going to change, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I think that's bullshit. And I think everybody should take initiative to actually better yourself every day. And I know it's hard because we deal with a lot as far as the world goes. The world changing every day and the world is crazy. But at the same time, I want this Black men versus Black women war to stop. Because
do you really think it's Black men versus Black women? Because I know a lot of times I see women and men talking in general about just one another, period, which kind of scares me, because it's like, if y'all think that much about the opposite sex, well, who are you gonna choose, and who are you get to love, and who you get to build with? We don't have anything against the LGBTQ community, shout out to my people, but at the same time, it kind of makes us wonder, like, where is the world directing to? But I don't think personally, I don't think that they're targeting just Black women or Black males. I think they're just really aiming, saying men say, oh, women want a man who makes six figures, but they don't bring nothing to the table.
Well, I would say, and I only say Black men versus Black women, maybe it's just the way my feed is set up, but that's mostly what I see. And it's like the women, if they're not sharing the status of what somebody done said, you know, they're making their own status and saying, you know, y'all Black men, y'all hate us because y'all do this, that, and the third. And then the Black men are like, well, shit, y'all do this, that, and the third, and we can't get along with y'all. We can't please y'all. Like, you have women saying, okay, here's a good example. Okay. These women now are saying that basically everything a man do is sassy. Like, why you swiping Apple Pay? That's sassy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how the war start. Cause then you got dudes defending and say, well, what the fuck is wrong with that? Like, we can't please y'all. And then the men is like,
can't swipe a card?
Yeah, it's like what's sassy about that? It's like everything the man is doing is like the women is looking down upon it. But then the guys will come back with, well, okay, oh, y'all getting BBLs, and so, it's like the constant back and forth is getting ridiculous. And it's like, I had to throw my phone, because it fucks my mental up. Because I'm like, damn, I wish we could just love each other. Like, I really think the Black love is like gone. And that's just my opinion. That's just the way I feel about it. I think that shit need to come back, and I think it need to come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, but in order for you to say that, you must see a lot of biracial couples. Because if you don't see biracial couples, then you can't say the Black love is gone. If the Black love is there, it's just broken because of communication.
I'll say broken.
Because everybody wants to live this life that they see on social media, or they see celebrities living. Yeah. And that's not the type of love. You want the love that you create with your partner. That's the Black love that you want. You don't want to create something based off somebody else's relationship. You want to make sure it's with you and that person. But I understand what you're talking about. But hold on.
Yeah.
I didn't think BBLs first started with the Black women. There's too many Black women out here who got shape and size. I thought it came from a different race.
They do, but you got so many black women going to get it now, you can't tell if somebody is natural. And I've seen women come up to other women, be like, where you get your butt done? A girl get offended, like, this all mine, like, because that's how popular it's gotten. But back to what you said about the interracial, because I want to clear that up. I have no issue with interracial because love is love at the end of the day. You love who you want to love. I'm speaking in terms of the way it used to be, like, in the 90s. And basically, I can attribute that to the music, because music has a strong influence on people. Certain demographics, certain people can be like, you know, I'm going to go my own way. But when we had niggas crying in the rain and Jodeci saying it's been an hour since you've been gone.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm out. Because back in the 90s, Papa was a Rolling Stone, and wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Well, that was the 70s.
But it dragged. And it got to the point where it was like, the man's going to take care of the home and his family, but he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's been around for centuries.
And then it's like the women had no choice. You still have to be loyal because he takes care of home. I feel like women got to that point where it's like, look, I'm not going to be with a man just because he's taking care of my home. I can go take care of my own home and not be getting cheated on or have to worry about him popping up with extra kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's a fact. Now the music now. Oh, the music now I don't like, because the music now just want all the women to be little whores. I'm sorry to say it like that, but they want them to be whores. And they want all the men to hustle. I'm not saying necessarily sell drugs or anything, but they want them to hustle. They feel like if you ain't out there getting it, making it by any means necessary, you less of a man.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I'm going to jump into one of the comments because I like for the people to engage too. Matisse said, it seems like a lack of communication. Nobody isn't talking about what they want and how they feel. And I agree with you 100% on that. 100%. Too, yeah.
But let me ask her something. When you're communicating with the opposite sex, do you tell them what you want and how you feel all the time, or do sometimes you feel a type of way and you don't say nothing and you want them to guess or ask you because you want them to feel like they care? Like, okay, I got an attitude. I wonder if he gonna know if I got an attitude. I wonder if he gonna ask me what's my attitude. Then I'm gonna tell him. Or do you go to him when you get that feeling and be like, hey, listen, babe, I feel this type of way. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Like, what do you mean when you say don't nobody talk about what they want and how they feel? Do you talk about what you want and how you feel? Do you communicate well when you talking to the opposite sex? But do you communicate well? Because I do feel like a lot of people talk about how they feel, but I think that's the feeling is at the moment. At that moment, they feel that way. When they start conversating and get different insights, their feelings change.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And that goes back to what we were talking earlier. Communicating your intentions, and I think that's what a lot of people nowadays have when it comes to actually just dating. Dating is trash nowadays, so to speak, because
what is dating? Because somebody can ask me out on a date to go out to eat. I go out to eat with them. It was fine. Everything's well. The next day, I don't text to say good morning. They don't text a good morning. Now, the day later, they're like, oh, you must not be that interested in me. And it's like, well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a fact. That is a fact. Let me tell you, when I say dating, and everybody has a different perspective, but I'll tell you how I look at it. Dating is you talking to somebody, they're talking to you, and it don't even have to be on a daily basis, but maybe on a consistent level, so to speak. Going out to eat, going out to the movies. I'm about to be 45, so I may sound old, but the old school way of dating, holding hands, opening doors. A lot of women think a lot of that shit is corny now. You open the door for a woman, they're looking at you like you're crazy. But my perspective of that is having an understanding with that person that I'm rocking with you, you rocking with me. But then you got the other demographic that's like, we're dating, but I'm going to see this person. I'm going to see this person. Mike going to be knocking my bonnet off on Tuesday. I'm probably going out with with Rick on Friday. I'm gonna see what he's talking about, see if he's gonna pay my bills. So it's the whole
So let me ask, so now that you say that, because now that back in the day, dating was actually taking someone on dates and getting to know them, correct?
Mm-hmm. The actual word dating derived into actually going out on dates. Nowadays, dating is people is like, oh, I'm just gonna sleep. I'm gonna sleep with you until you show me something different. Then I'm gonna go to the next dude and I'm gonna date him and I'm gonna sleep with him and see if I can get out of him. You know what I'm saying? It's done transition. The whole dating word is getting flipped. And I hear women say all the time, "I'm single until you put a ring on it." But you got a guy that you're constantly talking to. You're seen out in public with this guy. Y'all sleeping together on a regular basis, but that's not your man. So, I mean, I guess.
I feel like when you get into those type of situations, as long as you're being honest with the next person, letting them know, hey, listen, I am dating this other person. I am getting to know them. I am sexually active with them. But they don't want to be serious. They don't want to put a title to it. They don't want to, you know, commit.
Yeah.
So what do men and women do then when you have someone and they don't want to commit? Then when you go out and date someone else, but you're still dating them because you're still communicating with them, you know? Now,
well, see, you're looked upon as real bad. Yeah, that's where the problem lies, because when you're so-called dating somebody and you're actively sleeping with them, if such and such see you in public with somebody else, they gonna feel a way, because we all know as human beings, when you sleep with somebody, feelings gonna get involved. I don't care how much you say, oh, this is just this. Feelings gonna get involved because you're sharing yourself with that person. But hey, Rick, I ain't mean to throw your name out there per se. I was just saying some shit. My boy C. Ricardo Briggs, what's up with you? Thanks for jumping in. He said, think about it, bro. They have a whole campaign now that's telling women, date them all, sis, until one gets serious about you. That's exactly what I was saying earlier, kid. He is right on point with that. That's the narrative that's being pushed.
Yeah, but listen,
date them all until you find that one.
But that's not the narrative for just women. They're telling men that too. Men, they're telling men, don't put all your eggs in one basket. What? What?
Throw the whole dating scene away. Yeah. Throw the whole dating scene away.
They tell men all the time, do not put all your eggs in one basket, son.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? I don't even think I've heard that term. That's like, you must got an old soul, because that is a old term. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's just like saying, what's the cow saying? What's the cow saying? Why walk down and fuck one when you can run down and fuck them all? Those are old terms. Oh, I don't even know what they say when it comes to guys, but I do know, like C. Ricardo, right? They say date them all until one shows you they're serious about you. But how the hell can you determine that when, and just to be honest, a lot of them, they probably gonna be sexual active with about probably three of them. That's why so much shit be going around there. It's dangerous out here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dang.
Oh yeah, it's real like that. I've seen it. See? By me being a DJ, trust me, any DJ booth on me, and I got a bird's eye view of everything that be going on, and I see the worst of the worst. I done seen chicks come in with their husband 1 week, leave out, and the next week they with the neighbor or the work husband, and they booed up. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, it's crazy. What about men? What about the men? Because here you are saying you don't want to. You see men talk a lot about black women and but here you are talking about, you see wives leaving, coming with their husband.
Oh, well, I see the same with dudes. The dudes ain't exempt. I see it all. That's why I say I got a bird's eye view. Huh?
Who's worse? Who's worse?
I don't know who's worse. I ain't at liberty to say that.
Okay.
What's up, Archie? Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say who's worse. I just know the dating scene is trash. And yep. I think the word dating should
just
be,
feel
out.
Like they,
just be
like,
I'm
I just
seeing
feel like
you.
I feel like they're doing it the wrong way. I feel like, and ultimately to like really be dating, no sex, nothing sexual should be involved. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's the only way to keep it safe. So that way, if you feel like you and somebody else ain't really connecting, you don't feel no type of way when y'all part ways. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Men don't feel no type of way anyway when they part ways, because they thinking, oh, One time, that's fine with me. One time is fine with me. I don't mind. I already hit it. I hit it one time. Women, that just breaks our hearts. Because it's like, dang, yeah. I invited you in. I really, you know what I mean? And, well, women, it breaks women's heart. It's some girls out here who don't care. Yeah. They just want the money. They just want
that's it. For whatever that's the number one thing. They don't say, give a shit. Long as they'll lay there and ooh, are you to death and don't really mean that shit. And ooh, I came and no, the hell you didn't. But it's like at the end, okay, can I get my money? So you just a glorified prostitute at that point. I hate to say it like that, but that's what it is. Cause why are you gonna lay there and fake that shit just to say, okay, it's over. Is the money on the dresser? I'm finna go, you know what I'm saying, and go to the next nigga and do the same shit.
Listen, some women out here get the men before they even get to the goods. They be like, listen, my kids need something to eat. You could come over here and chill, but bring my kids something to eat or bring me something to eat.
Like, hey, see, Ricardo said that's the problem. He said to the young ladies, should women be in competition with the men nowadays? So answer that one, Kia.
No, I don't feel like no woman should be in competition with no man. The only time we should be competing is when we're doing sports. And that's because it makes good money. You know, everybody want to see a good sport, good fight, boxing match, anything like that. But no, I'm not competing with a man to change no tire. You could change that tire. You could take that trash out. You got it. I don't want to compete with that.
Yeah. No, so what do you say to the women as on this campaign with, I don't need no man, and they trying to change their own oil, they trying to pump their gas, they trying to do tire rotations, all that. I'm gonna go on record and say this. Yeah, before you say that, I'm gonna go on record and say this. I hate that term, I don't need no man. It's not about you needing a man per se, and this is my opinion. It should be more about you wanting a man to actually have that balance. Cause it's cool if you know how to do all of that stuff, but at the same time, why should you be getting your hands dirty when you got somebody that's willing and able to do that? But at the same time, you saying what you don't need, you basically knocking yourself out the running and missing your blessing for somebody who could actually be good for you because you think certain things are corny. Like nowadays, like we was talking earlier, when it comes to the whole dating thing, you bring a girl flowers, they think that's corny. You take them to a lot of females. They think that shit is corny.
We talking about young ladies then, because we're not talking about women. Real women, women are still into that. Like this whole soft girl era. I want you to put me in my soft girl era. Man, listen, real women, we're naturally gonna become soft. It's just in us. When we get someone that holds us down or that brings us stability. And we feel protected. All that stuff that us men be wanting them women to do, they're gonna naturally do it.
Yeah.
Women. Now the young ladies, they feel like they got a point to prove. I don't know what it is, but they feel like they got a point to prove. I don't need no man. I can take my own trash out. Yeah, you can. It's you capable of doing it, but after you take the trash out, you come in the house and you complaining. Oh, my hands dirty. And man, so you could have had a man taking your trash out, but no, you feel like you don't need one. And me personally, I just feel like having someone, I'm not going to say a man or a woman or whatever. I just feel like having someone that you can talk to when times get rough and it's on a deeper level connection.
Yeah.
That's what we really need.
And see, there's some women out here who's
with women and they make it happen and they make it work. There's men out here who's with men and they make it work. So I get that, but
I'm glad you said that. That is the key point. Communication is everything. And if you don't have that, you don't have nothing. Because, I mean, basically, at the end of the day, when you with somebody, if y'all got a full understanding and like we was talking about earlier, making your intentions clear versus just saying some shit because it sounds good or just off the top of your head, maybe this is what she wants to hear. Find out if she really likes that. A lot of times when it comes to, again, the air quotes, dating, people wear a mask. If you go on a date and you're sitting down eating and your first few questions is, what's your favorite color? What you like to do for fun? All that's really elementary shit. I don't even think those questions should be asked when you sitting down eating, trying to get to know somebody. How about go a little deeper? Because those are the basic things. And a lot of times you may come in to somebody that's you're wearing a mask because you're trying to suit what maybe they ex did in the beginning. And then, you know, the exes, they turn, when they get comfortable, they turn into a whole nother person. You're like, wait, this ain't the person I met when I first started. It's like they done got too comfortable. So, like I said, the basic questions, them shit shouldn't even be on your mind when you sit down and have a conversation with somebody. It should go a lot deeper than that, because you get stuck trying to be somebody you not. Because if you're trying to do something that the ex did that she possibly liked in the beginning, that's not even you. How about just be yourself? Be the real authentic you. And I think really that's the only way you're going to win. And the person got a choice to either accept that or go the other way. They might say, you know, you cool and all.
I don't think they should know what your ex done, period. Some things I just feel like you shouldn't talk about on the first date unless the question is asked.
So yeah, that's trauma bonding. But sadly, a lot of people do that nowadays. It's trauma bonding. You know what I'm saying? That's how people actually end up being in a relationship, talking about, well, my ex did this. Oh, damn, that's crazy. Well, my ex did such and such. Well, I know not to do this. You know what I'm saying? People trauma bond nowadays, and that's how they end up getting together. Hell no. That's toxic.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, because
like you said, the ex.
Is that relationship?
No, that's very unhealthy.
Is that relationship going to help? Like, is that relationship going to work?
Me personally, I don't even think the ex should be even brought up, for real. Like, your ex is your ex for a reason. Okay. Leave that shit there. That's my perspective on it.
The ex need to be brought up if it's something traumatizing. So, like, for instance, me, I'm going to just something personal. I don't like to be touched in my sleep. It's traumatizing. Went through some stuff when I was young. I don't like to be touched in my sleep. But my, you know, people I date, that's something they like to do at night. They want to hold me close. It freaks me out. So when I go on dates and I have to tell these guys, like, hey, listen, I've been through some stuff. This is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when we get further along, you know, you can help me get out of this, but until then, don't do that. And I didn't mean to bring up my ex, but I'm just letting you know I got traumatized by my ex, and this is what happened, and this is this. So that way they won't do it. Because if they do it and you flip out, they're gonna be like, you never told me.
Right.
You never told me.
But that goes back to what we were saying earlier, making your intention clear. Being that you do that, that's a good thing. A lot of people don't know how to do that. So being that you do that, that's great, because at least somebody could be aware, like you said, versus this is somebody that's like just over the top romantic. Like, I just got to hold you while you sleep. And they go to hold you and you reach back there and swing and they like, damn, she crazy. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So you basically, you telling them up front. Yeah. So that's a great thing. Like, That's a good mindset to have, you know. Like we always say, make your intentions clear.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
And then I also feel like if you have those crazy ex who likes to stalk your house and stuff like that, when you're dating, please let the other person know that you have that going on. Because what we don't want to do is go to work one day and come outside and the tire is flat, and we're trying to figure out why our tire is flat. And then all of a sudden I get on the phone and I'm talking to you and you're like, yo, that's crazy. She tripping. What you mean she tripping? What happened? I don't know, but she said she got something for me. Oh no, she didn't get you. She got me. I need four new tires because they're flat. I gotta buy you new tires. Yeah, because you ain't tell me you had a crazy ex like this. I would have went about my business or something. Or I would have put on my P's and Q's and know, okay, I know what I'm dealing with. And if I decide this is what I want to deal with, I know to be on my P's and Q's. I know she know this, that, and the third. Boom. But other than that, first dates, don't bring them up, y'all. Let it go. Yeah. Unless, like I said, unless it's traumatizing and they need to know. And me personally, I feel like if we're not going to make it past the first date, you don't need to know nothing too much about my past or my past exes. Mm-hmm. You just need to know me. You here to get to know me.
Yeah.
But those are grown folks conversations that you ask when you at the table and you trying to get to know somebody. What made you leave your last relationship? How long was your last relationship? Like, people ask those type of questions.
Yeah. But, and what I was saying earlier, it's okay. And I would say this, it's pros and cons, it's do's and don'ts. It could be talked about, but I don't think it should go so deep. A lot of times when people get together and they feel like they're actually bonding and they think they got in common, you get too deep into it and then it becomes a regular conversation when you actually get in a relationship. I'm talking about 6 months down the line, a year down the line, and you still talking about your ex. I think that's when it becomes a little excessive. First date, yeah, let it go from there. But Kalithia, let me read what she said, because we got about 10 minutes, and I want to I want to wrap it up with a story. That whenever I do my podcast, I always share a story from my crazy life. But Kalithia said, I think first meet on the first bit on the best behavior. That is so true. That is a very true statement, Kalithia. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate everybody that's been watching. Like I said, we got about 10 minutes left, so I'm gonna share a very short story. This kind of relates to something you said, Kia, a little while ago with the crazy people.
Oh,
I was one of those crazy people at 17. And not to mention, this how my crazy ass should have known. I was dating a stripper at the time. I should have known she wasn't gonna be faithful, but me being 17, her being a lot older, I ain't gonna say how old she was, but I was excited. I'm like, I got a stripper, she bad, she this and that. So I'm calling her phone, she's not answering. I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on? Like, we just talked last night, like, she's not answering the phone. I knew where she lived at, so I walked my ass up to the projects, get ready to knock on the door. My fist is like this, about to knock, but I just hear somebody in there wearing her ass out. I said, son of a bitch. I'm tripping. I'm pacing back and forth. I'm like, I know I ain't hearing what I'm thinking I'm hearing. So when the smoke clears, because I stayed there for a minute, I paced back and forth. Like I said, I'm young. I don't know what the hell's going on. She finally comes downstairs and opened the door. She got a robe on. She's like, why you didn't call before you come? I'm like, you wasn't answering the damn phone. I go upstairs. It's my damn homeboy that I grew up with. This nigga sitting on the bed. What's up, DJ? I'm like, motherfucker. When I tell you, he was in there wearing her ass out. That was my first heartbreak.
Hold on. But you said you was crazy. So what did you do that made you crazy? You slashed tires? You beat him up?
Nah, hell no. I didn't slash tires, but I did climb on the roof to try to get through that window. I'm talking about crazy shit like that. Yeah, and you know, just like basically following around, going to the club, seeing who she leaving with. But again, I was 17. Aww. I ain't fucking know no better. Okay. See, I was just happy I had a stripper.
I've had crazy.
And I thought I was doing something.
But yeah. As women, you know how women be. Women feel like we have the right to act crazy sometimes because men be putting us in certain situations. So, you know. My crazy moment was I was dating this guy that I dated for a very long time when I was young, back and forth, on and off or whatever. I got in a car wreck and I got a check. Money. So now, you know, he was explaining to me like, yeah, I'm trying to go to school. I'm trying to finish my high school diploma. I just need some clothes to go to school and all of that. I said, all right, I got my check. I bought all clothes and shoes and stuff like that. Every day he acting like he going to school and all of that while I'm going to work. One day I was like, oh, it should be graduation. You should be graduating. I heard other people graduating. You should be graduating. He's like, yeah, I gotta go see what my test scores is. I said, oh, I'm gonna come up here with you. Man, this man really walked me all the way up there to GTCC, walked in there and asked that lady what my test scores is. And she said, sir, you've only came 2 days. You came the first week and you've never came back. In my face. That just hurt me so bad. But listen, that ain't the part. I got crazy. This is what I did. I was in a house full of friends, me, him, and two of my other friends, and they other people's. I took all them clothes and gave it to one of my other friends while we all in the same house. And I'm talking about every time he woke up, he had to see other niggas in his clothes. Because it was like, no, you didn't just play with my money like that. No, you didn't. Wow. No, you didn't. And here I am thinking you about to get your high school diploma, and you sitting here playing, spinning my bread. Oh, okay, I got something for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was hurt. He was so hurt. But you know what? He took it like a real G, because any other man would have been fighting the next man for their clothes. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a nigga with my clothes on. That's a problem.
I ain't even gonna lie. Even me. Let me would have seen him put another girl in one of my clothes. I don't care if he bought it or not. That's mine. I'm fighting. He wasn't on that type of time. He knew he was wrong, and he took it like a man. Like,
yeah,
accepted it. So that was pretty dope. But Yeah, I had a few crazy moments. Not too crazy. I ain't never been locked up and went to jail for nothing crazy.
Yeah, me neither. Now that
Thank
I ain't
God.
going that far. I'm not going that far. Like if you're doing some shit that's like totally out of line, I'm just gonna let you go. Cause thing about me is I protect my peace at all costs. If it ain't bringing me peace, I'm cutting you off. And I know a lot of people look at that and say, "Oh, you should give it a chance." Look, I'm at the age now. I will be 45 in 3 weeks. I done seen it all. I done done it all. I'm all about my peace. And if you ain't giving it to me, you got to go. I don't care if you're family. I don't care if you man, woman, child, dog, cat, boo-boo the fool. You got to go.
So I
Because
got a question.
I'm,
So just a
yeah.
quick question. When you speak of peace, someone bringing you peace, I thought that was something that we had to find us in ourselves.
I
Or
mean,
like,
in a certain, I would say
because
in a
that's
certain context, it is, but my thing is when you're dealing with somebody and you're dealing with somebody that you're consistent with, this is somebody that's possibly gonna be the person you're gonna be with. I ain't gonna say the rest of your life because you know shit is like fly by night these days. But the person you're dealing with at that time, bringing peace is not making false and empty accusations based on what your mind is telling me. Again, creating scenarios in your own mind. I was with somebody at one point that used to wake up out of her sleep and slap the shit out of me. And I'm like, what I get slapped for? Well, I had a dream you was cheating on me. That was a dream. I'm here in real life. Like, what are you doing? Like, you gonna beat me because you had a dream? Now you Martin Luther King? Okay, that's what we doing. Like,
Oh, wow.
my thing is I'm very big on trust and respect. And if you don't trust or respect me, there's no need for us to be together. Because if all you're gonna do is make false accusations, you're gonna run me away anyway. Because ain't
Okay.
nobody gonna keep defending themselves over this mystery female that you're creating in your mind.
So now what if they don't create false accusations, but they don't add value to your life? They don't bring you They're not bringing you any like
Oh, if you
negativity
ain't
or
adding
anything.
value, that's a number one no. You definitely got to get the hell on because I'm about making something.
But I thought you said you just wanted peace. I'm giving you peace. I give you a space. I just really don't add a
No,
value
peace
to
is
your
all
life.
around. Peace is universal. If you're not adding value, you're not bringing me peace. Because, like, at this point, what are we doing? That's just me. I mean,
Guess what? Guess what you're doing? Dating.
yeah, could be.
People
Look,
date,
in the words of Mister,
and it's
could
not
be,
people.
could be not. It is what it is. I may be a complicated person. I can admit that, but at the same time, like I said, I've been through a hell of a whole lot. There's only so much I'm gonna tolerate. That's just me. You know, everybody does things differently, but you know, just for me, that's just how I operate.
Yeah, I'm still learning me, because as a woman, things change. We do a lot built off our emotions. And as I'm getting older, I learned your emotions ain't what you need to be going off of. You need to really be thinking. You need to use this right here, probably get you in so much trouble
Every
or
time.
pain and hurt. You need to
Every
think of
time.
this. But
Every
don't think
time.
too much of this, because you start creating stuff in your head like DJ, and now you got a problem.
Hey. Yeah, that's a fact. Well,
Yeah.
we got 2 minutes, y'all. Early on the stream, I don't think I had it public. It is set to public now, which is why we see in the comments. As always, I have to go in and rearrange everything. But I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank Kia for being here.
Thank you for
Earlier I had
having
spoke
me.
about, yeah, absolutely, anytime. Earlier I spoke about there's a young man that's been missing since Monday. I want to send out my peace, my love to the family, and I hope that there is a positive turnout and a positive outlook, and that this young man is found and safe, and that his family can have a sense of peace. Because having somebody missing, I understand what you're going through. That is a very, very hurtful thing. It can hurt your heart. It can hurt your soul. So I pray that that man is found safe and he returns home to his family. And I'm sending y'all peace and love and loving on y'all from a distance. I don't know you, but I feel your pain. And I also always end my podcast off with a word from me, a wise word, a quote, something you can live by. You may not live by it, but that's just me. So again, when we're talking about having peace and balance in your life, anything that you deem toxic in your life, not somebody else's opinion, but yours. Anything that you deem toxic in your life, cut it off, find your balance, find you, and get back to yourself. Also, get to a place of healing before you decide to just jump into a relationship, a friendship, anything. A lot of times, us as human beings, we have trauma that is undealt with. Step back, take some time for yourself, find out what makes you happy so you can make somebody else happy. And that is my word. Do with that what you may. Kia, I appreciate you. You know, I'm going to see you at work tomorrow. Peace and love, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Conversations Podcast. I will see you right back here next week, 6:00 p.m. Mental Conversations. We out.